We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined by our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Rotter. Daryl, happy holidays. How was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was great. And you know what, Jonathan? Everybody likes you.
Everybody? Oh, thank you. I don't know that that's necessarily true, but I like to think people that know me at least like me. That can count for some.
Absolutely.
We just kind of just going to ignore all the Twitter haters out there. We're just going to pretend they don't exist. But
yeah,
the people
just
that
put
know
them on mute.
That's all. That's all you have to do. So what did you do for Thanksgiving? How was your food?
Went to the Rents, had some turkey and some pumpkin pie, half of which I ate in celebration of the Saints clinching the NFC South. And, you know, the other half I'll eat tonight.
Drew Brees says his time's not done. Did you enjoy the football games yesterday, by the way? It was a snooze fest between the Lions and the Bears, and then it just ended up being just an okay day.
I don't know. Can we like start a petition to get the Lions off Thanksgiving? I mean, they're just bad every year. Historically they're the Browns of the NFC basically, because you know the Browns have been so bad so long. Of course they're trying to change that, but nevertheless they kind of have been. So the first game was a bit of a snooze fest. I don't think Mitchell Trubisky's going to survive in Chicago, as much as I love the kid as their franchise quarterback. They're probably going to make a change at some point. And then the Cowboys game I found highly entertaining, just because the Cowboys lost again, and you know Jerry Jones is ready to blow a gasket. So I found like moral victories in the Thanksgiving pigskin.
That was the best part. But then I've been thinking about this, and I'm going to do a little bit more on this later on. But I was rooting for the Cowboys because you don't want the Cowboys to be jobs, or head coach searching, because the one team I think will lose out to the Browns in that category every time is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. That job it's a great job.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a great job. Great job from a talent perspective, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a great job because Jerry Jones is involved.
He doesn't meddle as much as he used to. But just talent alone, first off, talent alone, you have Dak, you have Zeke, you have Amari Cooper, you got a good offensive line. Like, the talent is there, first and foremost.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to be playing for an owner that's holding press conferences after every game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if – that's just me personally. But from a talent perspective, sure. If you're I'm of the belief, I think we're going to have Browns Cowboys next year on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be great. And I can't remember the last – I don't think that the Browns have played on Thanksgiving in the expansion era. Or if they have, it was like one time. I have to go back and look at that. But it's been a long time since the Browns played on Thanksgiving. So I think that – depending how the offseason starts for both teams, I think that there could be a really, really good chance that we see Browns at Cowboys next year on Turkey Day.
Freddie was pretty short today, Daryl. Yeah. And I've noticed all throughout the week, I've seen a positive as far as from Freddie, from Baker, from OBJ. It seems like with this winning streak, they have just kind of tempered everything, and they're just kind of doing more of the putting their heads down and going to work mentality.
Yeah, they're not decided on some personnel. I don't think David Njoku's going to play, even though he told us in the locker room he is. Dave was, he was obviously cordial when we talked to him, but you could hear the frustration in his voice. He's like, no, don't talk to me, just talk to, go talk to someone else, about that. Freddie knows what's going on type thing. So I'm not optimistic that Njoku plays. I don't know if Greg Robbins is going to play. I don't see how a guy goes into concussion protocol on Wednesday and all of a sudden is cleared in time for a game on Sunday. So I'm not optimistic there. Olivier Vernon seemed to be moving around in the locker room today pretty good. He didn't have time to talk to us because still doing the knee rehab stuff. So I think that was also part of why Freddie was shows short, because most of everything he was asked today was about, hey, is this guy going to play? Is that guy going to play? Is this guy available? So I certainly understand. And also, they just want to play the game. The best thing for the Browns this week is Thanksgiving was yesterday. There was no availability. They didn't have to answer questions another day, and now they can just get on the field Sunday, and as Sheldon Richardson eloquently put it, can go out and knock the stuffing out of the Steelers like they did back on November 14th.
Sheldon Richardson remains great. I don't know.
He's my favorite guy to talk to in the locker room, Jonathan. He really is. He doesn't say a lot. He's not long-winded, unlike me. And he is insightful. He's funny. He's charismatic. He doesn't really care if he's not afraid to kind of go back and forth with us a little bit on something. He's one of my favorite players to talk to, hands down.
I know he's been outstanding, and it seems like he really is. He's enjoyed this over the past couple weeks, this being vocal and getting his opinions out. And you know what? He's got great opinions, so I'm happy when he does that. My question for you, Darryl, has the energy been sucked out of the game since Mason Rudolph isn't the quarterback? It's still,
oh, no.
Okay, you're still at a rate it for me here. I was at a 9.9 when it was Mason Rudolph that was going to be starting, or what I expected him to be starting. Now I'm at like a 9.1. It's still high. It
right.
just isn't as high as what it once was.
I'll say this, though, too. And I've talked to some Steeler fans. Some may or may not be relatives. And, this team's not like the Steelers team. Is not liked, and it's as if they want the Browns to win because they want Mike Tomlin fired. And I told our sister station in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago when that came up, I'm like, I can't believe you guys want to run this guy out of town. I'd take him in Cleveland in a heartbeat because he'd beat Pittsburgh twice a year, and the Browns would be in the playoffs every year. I think that this is the best coaching job he has done. They moved on from the Killer Bees. You lost Ben Roethlisberger. You realize if all that stuff happened to the Browns, we'd be talking about 3-13, 4-12, and 5-11 again. Here, the Steelers are a game above 500 at 6-5. They're playing a winner-go-home game against the Browns in a couple of days at the end of November. I think Tomlin's done yeoman's work coaching that team, and I'm not convinced that it's going to be as nasty or as hostile as we think it might be. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not going to be. I'm not convinced. Maybe I'm a little worried that myself included, because I'm writing a story right now. Aside from talking to you, I'll have a story at some point tonight or tomorrow on our website, about going into hostile territory and, Baker's comments earlier this week about the most hostile environment he ever played in was when he went back to Lubbock, Texas, to play the Aggies in that. But I don't know that this is going to be as hostile maybe as, we've all made it out to be. I'm curious to see what the environment in Pittsburgh is going to be like, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if D. Haslam wants to wear the 95, I'll definitely still support it.
Oh, man.
I love that move, Darryl. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I said this, I think, with the morning show with Ken and Anthony. The juvenile in me absolutely loved the move because it was given the single finger salute to the league office over mm-hmm. everything that happened, okay? And I don't agree with the suspension, the heavy-handedness of that suspension. I thought 4 or 5 games would have been sufficient. But also at the same time, I don't know that was like the greatest message to send, but I can't criticize her for it. I'm not going to criticize Dee Haslam for wearing the hat. You know what would be even better is if she walked onto the field at Heinz Field Sunday wearing his coat. His sideline jacket or something. That would be funny.
I feel like it's taken on a different message. We had earlier in the week, and it got debunked, obviously, but the initial idea was that the Steelers weren't going to let Myles Garrett jerseys into Heinz Field, which would have been absurd and a miserable precedent to set forth. But it's taken on a different mentality. I think Pittsburgh fans think, all right, that's instigating. I think Browns fans now are like, we're just showing support more than anything else. It doesn't mean anything more than that. It went from being something that maybe 10 days ago you looked at and said, why would you do that, to now being like, all right, it's kind of like a badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the Browns are trying to put they've done a nice job of putting that whole situation behind them. And they're focused on beating Pittsburgh because that's the most important thing. In talking to Sheldon today, I talked to him after we wrapped up with him. Because in the middle of the exchange, I said something. I got more Brown Steelers numbers that are, you know, pretty pathetic if you want them. And then I walked over to his locker and I gave them to him. And he goes, yeah, I know. I saw. And I won't tell you what he said about Joe Thomas and how Joe some way somehow survived all the losing in Cleveland and what he how he would have reacted. But it was pretty comical. But, you know, they know. You know, 1988, last time they swept the Steelers. I think this is the most meaningful game these two franchises play against each other in the regular season here in the expansion era. Because, again, it's a win or go home. It is a playoff game. If the Browns win, they're alive and well, because they're probably going to beat the Bengals the following week, and they get themselves above 500 with the longest winning streak in franchise history. If they lose, the Browns season's over, and the Steelers are in the thick of the wild card. Buffalo keeps winning, so that's tying up one of the two wild cards as well. So this is a big one Sunday, and there's no overstating that. And I think that the Browns obviously understand that, and their focus is solely on going down there and just winning the football game.
Why does it seem like every game being an elimination game is actually helping this team, Darryl?
Well, and that's what I've noticed. You know, ever since I read them their last rights and that loss to Denver that dropped them to 2-6. Same thing happened with the Indians. I read the Indians their last rights in May, and then they exploded and went on their big summer hot streak before things kind of fell apart for them down the stretch. So maybe I'm like the kiss of life. Maybe I should I should read the Cavs their last rights or something, so that John Beilein's club starts playing better. But yeah, you know, I just think it's a mentality. I've had multiple players tell me there's a stronger attention to detail in practice, guys holding guys accountable, not afraid to stop things in practice when things aren't done correctly, whatever consequences they have behind the scenes, whether it's in the film room or even on the practice field. I know some people think the running the laps or whatever is a little high schoolish or whatnot, but hey, it starts on the practice field. You know what they say, you're only as good as your preparation, and if your preparation is hot garbage, you're probably going to go out and play like hot garbage. And I think that what the Browns have been able to do over these last couple of weeks, Jonathan, is clean up their preparation, because I don't think anyone would tell you that the Browns' preparation the first 8 weeks of the season was all that great. And it was evidenced by what we saw on the field, the volume of penalties, the volume of mental mistakes, physical mistakes, and whatnot. So we've seen a lot of that cleaned up here in the last couple of weeks, and lo and behold, what do you know? They're starting to win some games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. When Darryl, I'll check out the article, and as I pour everyone else to it's dropping pretty shortly, I imagine, about some of the numbers.
It's some point later tonight or okay, first thing tomorrow morning. Right now I got a notebook up and a comprehensive recap of what Sheldon Richardson had to say today, because it was priceless. It's time for a new captain. That's what he had to say about Brown Steelers. And you know what? Truer words have not been spoken by a Cleveland Brown in a long time.
All right, we'll check that out at 92.3thefan.com. Darryl, great stuff as always. I appreciate you giving me a couple minutes. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, okay?
You got it. Same to you and the future Mrs. DeBee, John.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.